which the building takes ingress and egress. You can't have wall signs on any of the other three sides. The text amendment for you this evening would allow those signs to be placed on any wall of a commercial building or a mixed-use building, so long as the sign was placed on a 12th story or above. So you're going to have a building that's 12 stories or more. It does not allow the sign to be placed above the roof line, so it'll still have to be on the wall. But for any building with a view shed of 12 stories or further, they'd be allowed to place their commercial wall signage on any face of the building facing any direction. For some historical perspective, the community council heard this at their regular September meeting, and all the discussion surrounding the text amendment was essentially negative, and we're not in favor of the idea of this text amendment at all. At the regular October meeting of the Planning Commission, the same discussion was had, and they overwhelmingly supported the idea of the text amendment with the idea of economic development and regional competition for Class A tenants for our Class A buildings. Staff supports the recommendation.
Okay, thanks for that, Howard. Questions for Howard in regards to this? Maybe. Howard, how many buildings do we have like this in Denver right now? Do you think there's a lot of them, aren't
there? There are, yes. I'd say currently we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of a dozen.
Is the idea here to so they can have more, they'll have more, they can, or allowed to have more signs, right? Because right now, under 12, you can only have one facing the street, or if you're on a corner, you can have one on both sides, correct?
Currently, all buildings are required to have their signage facing the street. The only delineation we have now between 12 stories above and below 12 stories is the square footage. If you're over 12 stories, you can have additional square footage. You can have a larger sign because it's not intended necessarily to be viewed at a pedestrian or vehicular scale. There's a view shed that's much further out, so they have larger signs. So you will not be, as a function of this application or this text amendment, allowed to have more square footage of signage. You still have the square footage cap. That's not going to change. So if you want to have additional signs, more than one, you'll have to split the size of the sign to have another sign. This just changes where the sign can be placed. It does not change the size of the sign or the numbers of sign.
Okay, so if I'm on a corner lot right now and I'm only five stories, I'm allowed to have two signs.
That's correct.
But you're saying that the signs combined can only be as large as the one sign if I was only, say, I was only at one frontal area on the street.
Corner lots are actually a special situation. They're entitled to have their allowable square footage for each road frontage. This more affects those buildings that aren't, that are interior lots, we call them, that just have the one frontage, particularly in the area of PCID 285. That's where most of our taller buildings are, or are planned to be built in the near future.
So just it's simply location, not square footage, not,
I mean,
nothing else would change with the new ordinance except being allowed to place it.
You won't be allowed to have more than one sign by right of not being restricted to where the sign can go,
okay.
But nothing will preclude or nothing will allow a greater
square footage
than what's written today.
Okay, so the combined total of those two would have to
still fall under the same.
Right.
So the dealers would be those businesses, they could have the front sign and then also a sign facing 285.
That's right.
Robert, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so practically speaking, we have the Phillips building right behind us here. They have a sign that faces 285. Today, that sign is non-conforming.
That's correct.
That building is almost empty. They are looking for a new anchor tenant for that building. The idea here would be that if they found a new anchor tenant and that anchor tenant wanted to replace their sign with the Phillips sign, today we couldn't allow that. This ordinance would allow them to put up a marquee facing 285.
That's correct.
And that's a good thing, Peter.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, that yes. From a practical standpoint, from what Robert is saying, is that's really how we got to the beginning of this issue, is the recognition that one of the greatest assets of that building is its ability to advertise onto 285. And the name of that company, we've got over 100,000 square feet of space that's available. Sorry, actually, much more than that. In that building, it's all 15 stories and going to be vacant very soon. And the owner of the building has told us in no uncertain terms that that's the key marketing component of that building that will separate it from newer buildings in other areas of town. So I think it's really clearly a competitive issue for us.
Okay, we'll go back to
A quick question. Okay, you know, this is, you know, whoever, General Motors, whoever was their sign, but they can't put something that says for lease or for rent or anything like that. Is that correct? It only identifies, the corporate entity. Is that correct?
No, I don't believe that's correct. This is all signage. This is all permanent signage.
That would be a proper content regulation. That's what we do. We can regulate how big, how wide. We can't tell what we've done.
Where it can be on the building, the size it can be, when it's on the building, we regulate those items. We don't regulate the pressure, access, safe room sequence.
All right, other questions for Howard? All right, thank you, Howard. All right, with that, I'm going to open public comments. Anybody who wishes to speak in favor of this next amendment, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, anybody that wishes to speak against this text amendment, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, with that, without objection, I will close this public hearing. All right, this public hearing is closed. And when you're ready, Sharon, we will wait on you this time for the first reading.